Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Maury Rath. Batting second. The first baseman, Jake Daubert. Batting third. The third baseman, Heine Groh. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Ed Rausch. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Pat Duncan. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Larry Kopf. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Greasy Neal. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bill Raridan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hod Eller. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Hod Eller. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Nemo Leibold. Batting second. The second baseman, Eddie Collins. Batting third. The third baseman, Buck Weaver. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Shoeless Joe Jackson. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Happy Felsch. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Chick Gandel. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Swede Risberg. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Schalk. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lefty Williams. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Lefty Williams. And now, play ball. Maury Rath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rath takes first base on ball four. Jake Daubert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daubert bunts in front of the plate. Schalk fields it and throws to first for the out. Rath moves to second. One out. Heine Groh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groh hits a fly ball into center field. Felsch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Rausch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rausch hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gandel scoops it up and throws to first, with Williams covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nemo Leibold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leibold takes first base on ball four. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kopf scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Leibold moves to second. One out. Buck Weaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weaver hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Eller fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Leibold moves to third. Shoeless Joe Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a pop-up towards third. Groh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Happy Felsch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Felsch hits a fly ball into left field. Duncan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Pat Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan strikes out. One out. Larry Kopf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kopf hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Schalk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greasy Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chick Gandel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gandel strikes out. One out. Swede Risberg is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Risberg is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Bill Raridan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raridan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gandel scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Raridan for the out. One out. Hod Eller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eller hits a pop-up towards third. Weaver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Maury Rath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rath is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Rath hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gandel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lefty Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is called out on strikes. One out. Nemo Leibold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leibold is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Leibold is called out on strikes. Two outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Collins is 0 for 1 in the game. Collins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Jake Daubert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daubert is 0 for 1 in the game. Daubert hits a fly ball into center field. Felsch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Heine Groh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groh is 0 for 1 in the game. Groh hits a fly ball into center field. Felsch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Rausch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rausch is 0 for 1 in the game. Rausch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Risberg misplays the ball. That's an error on Risberg. Pat Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0 for 1 in the game. There goes Rausch. The throw from Schalk and he is safe. Rausch steals second. Pat Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0 for 1 in the game. Duncan hits a fly ball into left field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Buck Weaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weaver is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Weaver hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Eller fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Shoeless Joe Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Eller fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Happy Felsch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Felsch is 0 for 1 in the game. Felsch strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Larry Kopf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kopf is 0 for 1 in the game. Kopf hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Greasy Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 0 for 1 in the game. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Risberg fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bill Raridan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raridan is 0 for 1 in the game. There goes Neal. The throw from Schalk and he is out, Risberg applying the tag. Two outs. Bill Raridan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raridan is 0-for-1 in the game. Raridan hits a fly ball into center field. Felch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chick Gandel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gandel is 0-for-1 in the game. Gandel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Raff scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Swede Risberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Risberg is 0-for-1 in the game. Risberg hits a ball on the ground towards third. Groh fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0-for-1 in the game. Schalk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lefty Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Hod Eller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eller is 0-for-1 in the game. Eller hits a line drive into center field. That will be extra bases. Felch picks up the ball and throws it away. That's a double and an error on Felch. Eller moves to third. Maury Rath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rath is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Rath hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eller scores. It's 1-0, Reds. Jake Daubert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daubert is 0-for-2 in the game. Daubert bunts towards third. Weaver fields it and throws to first for the out. Rath moves to second. One out. Heine Groh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groh is 0-for-2 in the game. Groh takes first base on ball 4. Ed Rausch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rausch is 0-for-2 in the game. Rausch hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Felch, who is chasing the ball. Rausch reaches third base with a triple. Rath scores. Groh goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Reds. Pat Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0-for-2 in the game. Duncan hits a fly ball into left field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rausch tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-0, Reds. Larry Kopf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kopf is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kopf hits a fly ball into center field. Felch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nemo Leibold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leibold is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Leibold hits a ball on the ground towards third. Groh fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-2 in the game. Collins hits a fly ball into center field. Rausch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buck Weaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weaver is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Weaver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kopf scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Greasy Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 0-for-2 in the game. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Raridan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raridan is 0-for-2 in the game. Raridan hits a fly ball into right field. Liebold settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hod Eller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Eller strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Shoeless Joe Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rath scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Happy Felsch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Felsch is 0-for-2 in the game. Felsch hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Raridan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chick Gandel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gandel is 0-for-2 in the game. Gandel hits a fly ball into center field. Rausch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Maury Rath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rath is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Rath hits a line drive into left field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jake Daubert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daubert is 0-for-3 in the game. Daubert hits a fly ball into center field. Felsch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Heine Groh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groh is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Groh hits a fly ball into center field. Felsch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Swede Risberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Risberg is 0-for-2 in the game. Risberg hits a fly ball into right field. Neal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Birdlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a fly ball into left field. Duncan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ed Rausch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rausch is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Rausch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins misplays the ball. That's an error on Collins. Pat Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Duncan takes first base on ball 4. Rausch moves to second. Larry Kopf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kopf is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kopf bunts towards third. Weaver fields it and throws to first for the out. Rausch moves to third. Duncan moves to second. One out. Greasy Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 0-for-3 in the game. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Risberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Rausch scores. Duncan moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 5-0, Reds. Bill Raridan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raridan is 0-for-3 in the game. Raridan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 5, and the White Sox nothing. the White Sox will come to bat. Nemo Leibold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leibold is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Leibold hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rath scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-3 in the game. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kopf scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buck Weaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weaver is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Weaver hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Rausch, who is chasing the ball. Weaver reaches third base with a triple. Shoeless Joe Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-3 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kopf scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.